Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how to respond to a narcissist. How to respond to a narcissist. When you're co-parenting, when you're talking to them, whatever, just how to respond to them and things like that. So many people ask me that question because typically a lot of people, you know, they will tell you to go no contact. And no contact is the best way to help you heal from narcissists and toxic people and things like that. It's one of the best ways to help you heal. But if you have to communicate with this person, y'all, if you have to respond to this person, if you're still living with this person, you know, and gray rocking isn't working, you know, gray rocking is when you, gray rock is one response. You can gray rock somebody. Gray rocking is when you become like, it's what it sounds like, y'all. You become born as a rock. You take away your emotional reactions to narcissistic people. You respond when you need to. You become boring. You become, you know, you pretty much remove your quote unquote supply from the person. Whatever form of supply they're getting from you, whatever reactions they're typically getting from you, just remove that. It is not easy to do, y'all. Let's preface that. Like, it's not easy to gray rock somebody. You know, it is not. And some narcissists do not respond well to being gray rock. So gray rocking is one type of way you can respond to narcissists, by taking away the emotional energy behind said responses, by taking away the power behind said responses and things like that. You know what I mean? Really. That's one way you can do it right there. Just gray rocking them. Another method, which I'm getting, you know, Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations, put me on this method right here. It's called the Biff method. Biff, B-I-F-F, like Biff, the Biff method, right? Biff is brief, informative, firm, and friendly, or friendly and firm. Brief, informative, firm, and friendly. There's F's in every single one of those words. I just thought about that. Like, I was a lot. Yeah, I know I have a slight lisp. I'm trying to get past this lisp by saying the letter F because of my crowns I had to get put in for my teeth and whatnot. So the sound, y'all look at, cause I was too much. But back to the Biff method: brief, informative, firm, and friendly. Is typically how you have to respond to a lot of people in these situations. You know what I mean? So if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person or whoever, just understand this is how it goes, y'all. Brief. Keep it like, this especially works if you're co-parenting. You can probably use this method in a lot of different situations. You can probably Google it to get more in-depth and detail with it. But this is my perspective on it. Brief. Keep it brief, y'all. Short, sweet, to the point. If you have to communicate with a co-parent or a parallel parent or whoever you're talking to, or your husband, your wife, whoever you're communicating with, your kids, whoever you're communicating with, your spouses, your co-workers, whoever you're communicating with, keep it brief. Brief. Just straight to the point, y'all. Keep it brief. Look, a lot of narcissists and toxic people do not entertain long-winded messages, emails, text messages, whatever, voice recordings. We just don't do that. I am one of them. If somebody sends me a long, even in my comment section, y'all, if I see an extremely long-winded comment, I'll read the first sentence and the last sentence just to gauge the tone of it to determine whether or not it's worth reading. You know, if you are dealing with a narcissistic person and you try to give them a long-winded response, they're probably not going to read it. They're going to pick through. They're going to skim through it, find one part that they're going to respond to, and then so you wasted a lot of your time typing up a paragraph, a dissertation on how they make you feel or how you want to parent and things like that. You know what I said? Brief, straight to the point. It's condense it as much as possible. B, that's the B. I, informative. Keep it brief But keep it brief and information packed. Packed full of like a Snickers bar. It's packed full of nuts, packed full of flavor. Keep your communication brief, but packed. Pack it up. You know what I mean? One paragraph, sum it up. Unnecessary words, take them out. Unnecessary communication, take it out. This is when you're talking to them as well, y'all. This is when you talk. You can use the Biff method when you're talking to them. Brief, informative. Keep it brief and straight to the point. Do not beat around the bush. Put down your communication or say your communication straight to the point. Keep it brief and informative. Everything you need to say, condense it. Take out all the unnecessary parts. Leave the feelings at the door. Leave the feelings at the door wherever you're going to do with them. Don't bring them in the house. Leave them outside. Kick your shoes off at the door. Kick your feelings at the door too. Take your shoes off and your feelings off in the mudroom. Because they don't want to, like, I'm just telling you, brief, informative. Pack it up. Keep it short and sweet. You know what I mean? Firm. 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 Tighten it up. Firm. Let them know that this, if, you know, I don't know if it's already been negotiated, but firm means firm. It means it's, you know, solid. Keep it solid. Make sure it's impermeable. There's no way they can gaslight you out of this. Firm. Tighten it up, y'all. Make it thick. Thick. Make it so it's not argumentative, but it's coming from a place of I'm not playing with you. You know, this is not me playing around. This is not me messing around. This is me communicating with you. Firm. Firm. Firmness. The firmness. Look at the word firm, y'all. Look it up. Brief, informative, firm. Keep it firm. You know what I mean? Because you want to get straight to the point, but you want the right tone to be conveyed as well. This tone is strong. This tone is strong. I mean this. This is not me trying to be mean or whatever, but like, this is how it is. This is how it's going to be, as opposed to, I think this is how it's going to be, as opposed to, I think this is how it should be. Don't do that. Because you're going to get ran over like a steamroller. They're going to steamroll you. You know what I mean? You ever seen Austin Powers? That dude, Austin Powers, get steamrolled? The movie Austin Powers, when that dude could have, the steamroller was moving slow as hell, and the dude had about 10 minutes to get out of the way, and he still got hit. That's how it's going to happen to you. You don't, like, brief, informative, firm. Tone matters, y'all. Tone matters. Don't come up and play. Don't be sarcastic. Don't be snarky. Just firm, y'all. And the last F, friendly. Friendly tone. Friendly tone. That's what some of those parenting apps and some of those co-parenting apps, whatever, you know what I mean? I think they can measure the tone of the message. So if your tone is kind of like snarky or combative or angry, I think it'll light up and let you know, like, hey, don't send this. You know what I mean? Hey, this is an angry tone. The tone is angry. You know what I mean? But that's how it goes, though, y'all. Friendly. I'm not saying friendly and being friends are not the same thing, y'all. Friendly means, hey, I'm not your enemy. You know what I mean? I'm not your enemy, but we're not going to be hanging out, like, going to get drinks and stuff like that. You can be cool. Keep it cool. Keep it cordial. You know what I mean? High and bye. That's what I tell people. High and bye. You know what I mean? Firm and friendly. Keep it friendly, y'all. Keep the tone matters. The last two of the two F's are, for me, they mean tone. Keep the tone matters, because narcissistic people, we read way deeper into stuff than what needs to be done a lot of times, y'all. So if you feel like this tone is angry, you're going to get an angry response. Firm and friendly. And typically the narcissist is going to respond how they want to respond anyway, y'all. So, hey, you could be doing all of this and they still send you a snarky ass smart response. But that just shows you, don't respond to them. Don't match their energy, y'all. Don't match their energy in a lot of these responses, because sometimes if they can trigger you, they can control you. Point blank, period, end of story, things like that. You know what I mean? If they can absolutely trigger you, they can control you. You know? This is how it goes. If they can trigger you into responding, into breaking the Biff method or the Grey Rock method, or however you choose to respond to them, straight, direct, to the point. You know what I mean? If they can trigger you out of that responses and those things like that, they feel like they win. It's to a lot of narcissists, it's a game, and they want to win this game. They want to win the game. So don't play the game with them, y'all. I try to tell people, you know what I mean? I try to tell so many people how this goes and things like that, you know? I try to explain this to people and things like that. But like I said, it's up to you to take the information that's provided in front of you today and just activate it, y'all. It is not an overnight thing. You're not going to wake up tomorrow and talking to your wife or talking to your husband and be able to employ these methods. It's a process to get there. Learn it. Study about it. Look up the Gray Rocket Method. Look up the Biff Method. B-I-F-F. Like Biff. Brief, informative, firm, and friendly. Look it up. Look it up, and you know who you're dealing with. You might have to do a combination of both. You know who you're dealing with. You know them better than I know them. I just know their personality traits and their characteristics. You know them as a human, as a narcissistic robot. You know them as a robot as well. But anyway, y'all, I'm gonna cut this thing short. I really truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm super thankful for y'all. Hopefully I get to see a lot of y'all in Toronto, Canada coming up this weekend. Because 11/19/2022, we'll be in Toronto, Canada for our next in-person meet and greet meetup and whatnot. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. I really truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm super thankful for every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.